AM can reveal the federal government has paid out compensation in dozens of cases brought against the Immigration Department for wrongful imprisonment or personal injury in the past financial year. The payments have been revealed in documents under Freedom of Information laws by the Australian Lawyers Alliance. Sarah White reports.
Getting compensation from Australia's Immigration Department can be a formidable task, as Barrister Claire O'Connor, SC, knows all too well.
The reason why people are suing is because they are claiming that the Commonwealth is failing to provide them with a duty of care.
Claire O'Connor, SC, is one of Australia's most experienced immigration barristers and estimates she's had dozens of immigration cases in the last year.
I do think it's intentional harm. You can't continue to say that it's just negligent. Oh, we didn't know that was going to happen. Maybe we should have got a doctor in.
She says winning cases against the Immigration Department can be bittersweet.
The feeling I have every time I get a successful settlement for one of my clients is a sense of relief for the client, but a sense of shame for what we are doing to people and continue to do to people.
New documents from the Department of Finance show just how much the government had to pay for wrongful imprisonment or personal injury to former detainees, asylum seekers and immigration staff members. In the last financial year, they had to pay out 23 cases, 14 for immigration detainees or former asylum seekers and 9 to immigration staff members. In one case, more than $32,000 was awarded for personal injury in detention in Indonesia. In another two cases, workers stationed on Manus Island were compensated almost $70,000. The cases against the Immigration Department cost the government in excess of $230,000. Tasmanian barrister Greg Barnes says the figures illustrate a snapshot of what life is like in immigration detention.
These personal injury claims would be claims made by people who've suffered mental and or physical harm as a result of the negligence or breach of the duty of care that's owed by the Department of Immigration, its contractors, to these people.
These figures don't include the $70 million the Commonwealth was ordered to pay by the Victorian Supreme Court last year to more than 1,900 men on Manus Island. The payment, including another $20 million to law firm Slater & Gordon, was the largest human rights settlement in Australian legal history. AM understands that by today, 1,000 of the 1,300 men who registered to be part of the class action will have had their money sent to them. Greg Barnes says the government could be ordered to pay more compensation for a case he's currently working on, for the number of days men on Manus Island have been held unconstitutionally.
The way in which those claims work is that there is a daily figure that's calculated in respect of each of the men. The daily rate can be around about Australian $150 per person. It's over 800 men and it's around 900 days. So it's going to be a very large payout figure.
A spokesman for the Department of Home Affairs that oversees the Immigration Department said it was inappropriate to comment on the documents.
Sarah White reporting.